This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got Skype at Skype username lrn.fm. And joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Plus, you can join us on our Discord chat. There's a call-in line room there that's open for you. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio if you jump in there over at discord.lrn.fm. Coming up, Melanie's going to tell us about a cop who actually got fired for something. Now, I don't know what the story is. It's pretty rare to hear cops getting fired for anything.
Well, you know why the only reason why cops get fired.
Usually it's some sort of sexual violation in what I've seen.
No, it's usually because they went against the other cops.
That happens too, but very rarely. So we'll get into that story coming up here. But we're actually going to continue a piece from last night that we started up in the last hour and did not get through. And I thought it was an interesting story about, according to The Guardian's Jonathan Rauch, life gets better after 50. He says the so-called midlife crisis is inaccurate, that there is a sort of a U-shaped curve, apparently, where happiness of an individual drops down in your early 20s and stays down until folks hit their 50s, then says it turns around and rises through late adulthood. And then we got into this five different points here that he's trying to rebut about the idea of the midlife crisis. So I'm going to pick up on the story here. Point number one was you're entering a danger zone, claiming that midlife is a time of transition and that it's actually, again, a very happy time for the people that are going through it in their 50s. Number two was I must be unhappy about something. Turns out the midlife malaise can be about nothing, and they talk about how aging can be very, very difficult for people, and that could play a role in this, but ultimately they come out of it in their 50s. Point three was midlife unhappiness is for low achievers. Surely if we're lucky enough, writes Rauch, to have to put lots of points on the board by 40, achieving or surpassing our goals, malaise won't strike. Wrong again. The most perverse effect of midlife malaise is that high achievers are especially vulnerable.
Oh, that's interesting.
The reason is what researchers call the hedonic treadmill. To motivate us, youthful ambition makes us unrealistically optimistic about how much satisfaction success will bring.
Okay.
Later, when we meet a goal, our desire for status and success moves the goalposts. Despite our objective accomplishments, we're not as satisfied as we expected. We wonder, how come I'm not happier?
Right. I can remember thinking to myself in my youth, man, I just like to be comfortable. I just want to make my insurance payments. I just want to make my, have a car that runs and isn't breaking down. I just want to not worry about making my house payment. If I could just have my bills paid, everything would be fine. Then
we
started Free Talk Live, and, over time, it became relatively successful. At that point, I'm just like, well, if I could just pay off my mortgage, then I won't have as much, the debt won't be as much of an issue and that sort of thing. And then I'll be happier. And then, of course, I paid off the mortgage and, more success comes and these sorts of things. And I would say that not generally that I don't worry about money as much as I used to when I was young, but B, I am no particularly happier than I was when I was young, if that makes sense. Like now I have to.
But you're not less happy than you were when you were young?
I don't think I am, no.
You're about on par?
I know you have diagnosed me with midlife crises on multiple occasions. I don't see it that way.
Mm-hmm. Right. I think that most people probably wouldn't be able to see their own midlife crisis.
Sure.
Yeah, I mean, so people with goals, tautologically, tend to be people with goals, And the more likely you are to have goals, the more likely you are to have goals that you're not meeting. So the idea was you would meet really goals counterintuitive even.
Well, the idea is that you, even when you meet your goals, that doesn't necessarily satiate what it was that you expected out of reaching that goal. And that's kind of right. Typical, right? It's the anticipation that's more interesting generally when you're trying to reach a thing, whatever that thing might be, whether it's a successful relationship or getting ahead in the career or whatever it is you've got, or getting some sort of special thing, a boat, for instance.
Yep.
You know, once you actually get there, it's not quite ever as good as you think it's going
to
be.
Well, I think that, and I know you're referring to my boat, the 35-foot catamaran that is now for sale in Rotunda, Florida. I think that, so for me, and I'm sure that this is probably true for many people, is when I was younger and not being able to pay bills, and like it was hard. I remember dipping into my savings, and my savings was $1,000 that I had in my underwear drawer, that kind of thing. And I'd dip in there in order to pay some bills sometimes, and I really hated that, and it caused stress. Well, once you get all your bills paid, and then if you buy something else, new house, new car, boat, mistress, whatever it is that you're laying money out for. I don't think those should be discounted when we're talking about midlife crises.
Well, right, but if you don't have money for one next month, it's not like, oh no, this bill's gonna, like, I'm gonna get in trouble for not paying this bill.
Oh, a mistress is the most expensive thing that you can put out there because your reputation is on the line in the process. Okay? So if you're going to fool around with younger women, divorce your wife first. It would be my best advice to you. This idea that you're going to lie to one person and then keep this other person on the line, dangerous.
That just sounds like too much time and effort to me. But
I agree. It's not. I do not support as a married man with a wife. This is what I'm saying is this is a really bad idea. If you're thinking about this, or if you have embarked down this road, you need to solve that problem because that's not something that's just going to go away.
So. Okay, continuing here from TheGuardian.com. As this cycle of achievement and disappointment repeats over time, satisfaction comes to seem forever out of reach. High achievers are particularly vulnerable precisely because they set so much store by accomplishment and because they have so much to be grateful for. They often experience their dissatisfaction as unjustified and irrational, a moral failing. That makes them still more dissatisfied. Now, dissatisfaction is bootstrapping itself, creating a self-propelled spiral. None of this is to cast aspersions on building a business, earning a doctorate, having a family, or other admirable ambitions. Those things are well worth doing. Just remember that objective success provides no guarantee against subjective discontent, and indeed can make it worse, until the aforementioned changes in our values make it easier for us to jump off the ambition treadmill. Number 4. At 50, my best years are behind me. This myth is one of the biggest causes of discontent, because we assume that if we're not fulfilled at 50, we never will be. In fact, the happiness curve shows that, other things being equal, the best in life is yet to come. As we traverse our 50s, 60s, and 70s, aging makes us more positive and equable, and less stressed and regretful. This so-called positivity effect even seems to provide some emotional armor against the negative effects of physical decline and ill health. In 2011, a study led by Stanford University psychologist Laura Carstensen concluded, quote, "Contrary to the popular view that youth is the best time in life, the present finding suggests that the peak of emotional life may not occur until well into the 7th decade."
I agree with that, that as you age, but the evidence is as you age, you have more reasons to be happy. You will find more emotional satisfaction, these kinds of things. My only recommendation is to try not to wreck that ahead of time with bad decisions.
The false assumption that we peak in middle age not only makes midlifers unnecessarily pessimistic, it also fuels the stereotype of the burnt-out, bitter elder, which in turn fuels age discrimination that leaves vast reservoirs of experience and creativity underused.
I think that the midlife, so youth gets physical vitality, mm-hmm. and it's pretty friggin' awesome. Take advantage of it, play sports, obviously don't break any bones, but enjoy that. Midlife brings financial prosperity. That's when you're going to have those are your peak earning years. And then old age brings emotional satisfaction.
That's what it's what they're saying here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. When you say messed it up by making bad financial decisions.
Lots of bad decisions can be made along the way.
Yeah, more coming up here in moments. Your thoughts. Welcome on Midlife Crisis.
What's more profitable, running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
The Bitcoin.com wallet is a simple and powerful full-featured wallet that allows you to send and receive Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH, with anyone, anywhere in the world. It supports both single and multi-signature wallets and is available in multiple languages. The Bitcoin.com wallet is available on Windows, Linux, Mac, Android, and iOS devices. Use the Bitcoin.com wallet to buy, send, store, and receive both Bitcoin, BTC, and Bitcoin Cash, BCH. Learn more at wallet.bitcoin.com. That's wallet.bitcoin.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global, drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page, and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Zencash is an end-to-end encrypted system with zero-knowledge technology over which communications, data, or value can be securely transmitted and stored. With over 13,000 secure nodes, Zencash has one of the most distributed secure node systems of any cryptocurrency, and Zencash now has supernodes. Supernodes will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. Learn more at Zencash.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can dial toll-free and join us right here. The number 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And our Skype username is lrn.fm. There's also the Discord on-air call-in line room at discord.lrn.fm. Bitcoin.com, great site to go to learn the basics about Bitcoin. Get started there. If you're brand new to cryptocurrency, where better to go? Bitcoin.com. But also, they got a lot of cool things that they promote over there at Bitcoin.com, and one of them is saveitpurse.com, which is your way of saving 20% easily on anything you want to buy through Amazon. I know, because I do it all the time, multiple times per month. I'm on saveitpurse.com, and I'm saving 20%, sometimes more. The most recent purchase I made took me a while to get it done because I wanted 33% off for it, so I wasn't in a rush. And it took about 3 weeks for it to get snatched up. So what's happening is...
That's not exactly snatched. Picked up.
Yeah. Somebody grabbed it after 3 weeks. And the way it works is you have to use cryptocurrency. You have to use Bitcoin, and now Bitcoin Cash is accepted over at saveitpurse.com in order to get these incredible discounts through Amazon. It's awesome, and it works well. Once again, check it out at saveitpurse, saveatpurse.com. And again, the big news is they're now accepting Bitcoin Cash for your deposit there. As we go to your calls and thoughts, we'll talk more about the midlife crisis. Is it a myth? And does life actually get better after age 50? That's what they're saying over at The Guardian. But first, we go to Luke. He's calling us from Vietnam. He's watching via the Twitch feed at twitch.lrn.fm. Go ahead, Luke.
Oh, I just want to put in a song request dedicated to King Mark. You know,
we don't
the
do song requests, been... but okay, let's
I know,
hear
it's a funny one.
It's a joke.
Okay. It's been censored from YouTube quite a lot. It's the Ove Shut It Down parody of Disney's Frozen. It's got a lot of lines that pertain to what's happened because he used the Free Talk Live's Facebook account to share his post to tell everyone to go report my mate's video and Ove Shut It Down.
Are you referring to a post he made about some Nazi video?
No, it was just a live stream critique of
that's your mate though that you're talking about, right? There was a guy. I think you posted something, Mark, about a guy wearing like a Nazi armband.
No, he's wearing a Nazi beanie cap and had a Nazi flag behind him, a swastika flag.
Is that the guy you're talking about?
And then
Luke?
Like a skull face mask thing on.
Is that the guy you're referring to?
I'm an open race mixer here. They just like me because of my research, and I wanted to call up about someone who's done an even bigger victimless crime spree than...
So, just to be clear, that's what you're referring to. You're referring to a post Mark made on the Free Talk Live Facebook page about...
No, I actually shared my own post onto that
to the Free Talk Live page, which was about this video in which some Nazis were talking...
Suggesting that they were going to visit Free Talk Live's studios. In one case, they said that...
So.
Yeah, that's what they said. They said they were going to, access the, the Wi-Fi network. I don't know how you'd do that otherwise.
It was an experiment. I wasn't going to visit your studio. We're going to see the range of your Wi-Fi
Luke,
was.
Do you understand? Hold on, before you go on, like how threatening it might seem to somebody who has recently, 2.5 years ago, had their studio raided by the Federal Bureau of Investigations because somebody, perhaps, accessed this network to download child pornography. Now, we did have some hackers on the internet claim responsibility that they did it from afar. I don't know how they would do that necessarily.
You can't do that with Wi-Fi. You have to be there.
I understand, but
hack the network. We're going to test signal strength to see if it was plausible it could be used from the stop sign using Kismet. Okay, wasn't any.
I've sat out there on multiple occasions and used the internet to check my phone and that sort of thing. So absolutely, you can do that. But besides that, the network is now much more secure than it was 2.5 years ago. So and the passwords have been changed and those kind of things. But that kind of thing. Anyway, the idea that Free Talk Live is full of a bunch of pedophiles, I think we've put that to rest, certainly for most of the listeners we have. So I have some questions for you, because I think this could be much more compelling. You are self-affessed pedophile hunter, right?
I'm going to post the link of you, Mark, sitting next to one of your co-hosts admitting they downloaded child porn on the Digital Core chat if you don't ban me, and then you can ask me a question, okay?
Sure. What you're talking about is when Johnson on the air talked about when he was on the internet many, many years ago.
As a teen.
As a teenager, as a 15-year-old, wondering whether there was pornography of other 15-year-olds on the internet, and I suspect that there was. He said that it was all just mashed together. So he didn't go out and download it specifically on its own, but he did say that, yeah, you know, he was curious and that it was out there. So let's be 100% clear. When we talk about those kind of things, we want to be clear as to what was said, right?
Oh, yeah, it's still professing and downloading child pornography.
Okay, but if you're a
except
child,
not pictures of children, they would be pictures of teenage girls.
Luke, are you aware that one time Playboy was lied to and put pictures of a 17-year-old in their magazine, and that magazine is among the most valuable Playboy magazines that currently exists, and that everybody who has looked at that magazine throughout the decades is a viewer of child pornography? Are you clear on that?
No, because I don't read Playboy.
Now you do. Now you know. Because it's a really, as a pedophile hunter, you should know the lore of pedophilia and child pornography throughout the ages, right? So here's my question for you. How'd you get into this very interesting line of work?
Well, I used to live in Bakersfield, America. And,
Bakersfield, California.
Yeah, 93304 is the zip.
Okay.
And I had my life destroyed over there by a police officer who was convicted for child porn production and then parole violation. It actually got him in breach of bail.
How did that destroy your life?
What did he do to you?
He stopped me seeing my firstborn child with his attempts to murder me twice before. And then he was subject to two Pitches motions, which is a nuance of Californian law, after the Gary Pitches case. To force the police department to hand over the names of all the other people who has previously complained against the police officer. So he was subject to two Pitches motions before he was done for child porn production. I'm probably the only person in U.S. history who've had their charges of delay or resist own murder by cop 148A1 of the Californian Penal Code and $10,000 bench warrant dismissed without me even coming back to the court to face the charges because the police prosecutor was so bloody scared.
I can guarantee you are not the only person in America who that has happened to because that is not an uncommon occurrence.
Luke, you are a hero for what you did. And I want to thank you for the work you put in to get this awful person off the street. Thank you.
That's one of the things that Luke and I had actually a brief interaction on our Discord chat the other night. Turns out he's a police accountability activist.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome, awesome
so
work.
We got stuff in common.
I can see why that would put you in a frame of mind to be watching out for people like this. So good luck to you, Luke.
Thanks for the call tonight, Luke, in Vietnam. More coming up here in moments. Your calls, thoughts, welcome. You can bring up what you want. More on the midlife crisis. Is it really a thing? And does life actually get better after 50? That's what they're saying over at The Guardian. There's, I think, one more point that they would like to make, and we'll share that with you. And you can share your thoughts, maybe your experience. Maybe you're in your 50s, and you can agree or not. It's up to you. It's Free Talk Live. Bring up what you want.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
Hey, Dave, you in for golf this weekend?
Oh, I can't. I promised I'd find a plumber to fix a sink and a painter to paint.
Just use Angie's List.
Doesn't that cost money?
Not at all. It's free to find pros in your area who can do the work. You can even read ratings and reviews from other customers.
What about roofing pros?
Angie's List has pros for everything. And to save time, they'll even match you to the best pros for the job.
Oh, that's awesome. Looks like I'll be able to play after all.
Find the best pros for your next project at AngiesList.com.
USA Radio News.
Today at the White House, President Trump was holding a joint news conference with Italian Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte. The president, in his opening remarks, so again, doubled down on his comments regarding our border wall and a government shutdown.
If we don't get border security after many, many years of talk within the United States, I would have no problem doing a shutdown. It's time we had proper border security. We're the laughing stock of the world. We have the worst immigration laws anywhere in the world.
President Trump did say he would be willing to negotiate his plan, though, for the border wall. Senator Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All plan would boost government health spending by $32.6 trillion over 10 years, requiring historic tax hikes. The study was done by the Mercatus Center at George Mason University in Northern Virginia. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We've also got Skype at Skype, username lrn.fm. Joining you tonight, Ian here.
Melanie.
And Mark.
Want you to know about Zencash. It is a cryptocurrency, and there are a lot of cryptocurrencies in the world today. In fact, an overwhelming number that you could never possibly even begin to
investigate, all of
check them all out. Yeah. You can't. So you got to look at ones that get your attention, and I think this one should, because not only has it got some of the best technology out there, like zero-knowledge anonymity, which is a great anonymizing system, but also they've got the decentralized autonomous organizations on the horizon to help govern the currency. They just launched their supernodes, which will advance the decentralization of the Zencash network and ensure the utility not only of Zencash as a currency, but also the future services that will be layered in the infrastructure. They've got over 13,000 secure nodes, which puts Zencash at the very top up there with Ethereum, one of the most popular world cryptos as far as the most node count per network. That means their network is very, very strong. There's a lot of computers making it up. So go to Zencash.com. You can learn more also about how it was founded by voluntarists, people who care about the ideas of liberty and good economics. So really, it's got all of the check marks that you'd want to see in a good cryptocurrency.
One of the things that I'm really looking for, besides the technology that Zencash has, which is awesome, is that they're really trying to put their, pile the blocks up on top of each other to make a very strong foundation for this currency, as opposed to the pump and dump, let's put a currency out there thing that has been done all along. Mm-hmm. I believe that they have the philosophical backing that I'm looking for, and they've made the right steps. Some things have happened along the way. There's no doubt every business is going to face challenges, but I like the way they've reacted to every one of them.
Zencash.com. Go there, learn more. They've got an official Zencash wallet for Linux, Mac, Windows, and Android devices. Go and check it out, learn more, and check out the white paper at Zencash.com. We go to the phones here to your calls and thoughts. Lloyd is on the line in Detroit, watching us at cam.freetalklive.com. Go ahead, Lloyd.
Yo, what up? It's Lloyd in Detroit. Yeah. Dude, that guy Luke is so boring, man. He sucks. He's not even funny, dude. At least James Whittakine, when you let him call in, at least he was entertaining. That guy just sucks, dude. But on another note, I heard Lauren Rumpler called in last night.
Are you her biggest fan?
I might be, but she actually said that she was flattered by that. Yeah. And she said that she, even though she has a boyfriend, she's actually still polyamorous. Actually, in fact,
that's what she said. That means there's a chance for you, Lloyd.
There is
a chance at what, though? Like a chance to be a backup?
Living in Detroit. That's what his chance is.
Well, I think
he could move to Vermont.
I guess I could, but the exact word she used was relationship fluid, which is really interesting.
That's what she said.
As a matter of fact, I happen to imagine myself shooting my relationship fluid inside her every night, which is another
Get him out of here.
Thanks for the call, Lloyd. Appreciate it. That's great. 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. All right. So back to the story here on the midlife crisis. We're going through five of the points that the Guardian wants you to know that they say things actually get better after age 50. And they're kind of looking at some of the reasons why people have what they might call a midlife malaise. It says here, the false assumption that we peak in middle age not only makes midlifers unnecessarily pessimistic, but it also fuels the stereotype of the burnt-out, bitter elder, which in turn fuels age discrimination that leaves the vast reservoirs of experience and creativity underused. In the U.S., studies find that people aged 55 to 65 are more likely to start companies than those aged 20 to 34, and that older workers are just as productive as younger ones and increase the productivity of those they work with. But you would never guess this from the way we think and talk about aging.
Interesting.
I mean, it seems obvious, like, the longer you had to get your stuff together, the more together your stuff is.
This and the more valuable like inherent, you'll be because of that.
Yeah.
Number five, midlife slump is something to be ashamed of. This is perhaps the most harmful misconception of all. Combine the false assumptions listed above, and the picture emerges of midlife crisis as an unjustified, self-indulgent form of acting out by fortunate people who should be more grateful. No wonder it's become a widely mocked cliche, something people tut-tut over. But the result is that millions of people who are working through a midlife transition do so in silence and isolation, afraid to talk about it, often even with their spouses, for fear of setting off a family panic or being told they need medication. That needs to change. Isolation and shame compound the likelihood of instability and genuine crisis. Instead, people need support and connection. They need to know and to hear that they're passing through a perfectly normal and ultimately beneficial human transition. So that's the opinion there. So it sounds kind of like, I mean, on one hand, it says that midlife crisis is a myth. But on the other hand here, they're also kind of pointing out that it does seem to be a thing that people go through.
Well, if people say it enough, then it's going to be true, right?
They're calling it a malaise now instead of a crisis.
Yeah, well, it's an association, and it's going to happen to more people than it would otherwise, simply because there's the association there. Also, people are going to say that any change you want to make in your midlife is your midlife crisis. So any change you make prior to that or after that is just...
You're in the clear.
It's something, right? It's something else. But any change you make between the ages of, say, 35 and 55, and that's a good chunk of your life, 20 years out of 70 is a good percentage of your life. So any large decision you make at that point is then your midlife crisis.
If you want to comment on a midlife crisis that maybe you believe that you had, or, you know, you're in your 50s and you can confirm that your life is the best it's ever been, as they're suggesting here, we'd love to hear from you. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. And we've got a Skype username lrn.fm. Oh, and apparently the author here, Jonathan Rauch, wrote himself a book about this. It's called The Happiness Curve, Why Life Gets Better After Midlife. So I guess that's sort of a little summary or an executive summary of his book.
Teaser to get you want to read the book.
So there you go. So again, 855-450-FREE.
So when I bought my 76 Eldorado convertible, which you did
see. This was
see,
a while back. You were right. In your 30s at that time. Right?
I might have been in my late 20s.
Late 20s?
Possibly in my late 20s.
Yeah.
Certainly 30, you know, 29, 30, 31, somewhere okay. there. And you saw that vehicle.
Uh-huh, yeah.
It's quite a vehicle. If I would buy that today, you would probably have called it a midlife crisis vehicle, right?
I don't know. I mean, you bought a fancy car recently.
You're saying a Honda Civic is a fancy car?
So when you get to the point in your life where you can actually afford a fancy car, if you buy one,
that's
then
a crisis.
There's something wrong with you.
Right.
If you do it when you're 25 and should put a down payment on a house instead, that's just all fine.
That's what all 25-year-olds do, right? Spend money unnecessarily on cars they don't need.
I must
what,
say,
what did you pay for the Eldorado?
$3,000.
And what did you pay for the Honda?
$20.
Right, so that's way more money.
Okay, I understand that, but it's...
I'm not saying that's a crisis. I'm not saying that, but, like, $3,000 is
my
nothing.
Expectation, as a matter of fact, the reality of the Eldorado was... my expectation was that I would get more out of it than I put into it. That was incorrect.
More as far as, like, women?
Dollars.
Or, okay.
Dollars.
Oh, you mean when you sold it down the line, you
right.
get more.
Right. I would
of
buy it?
It
for $3,000 and sell it for $4,000 or $5,000.
What would make you think that? Cars don't generally work that way.
A lot of the time, they do.
The 1976 was the final year of the convertible, the uh-huh. U.S. the United States convertible, for 9 years.
And so you thought it would go up in value.
It
over time?
Did, like, it would have if it was a cherry mint condition and not used as a driver, which is what I did. I sold it at $2,500, so a $500 loss on a vehicle that you kept for...
That's not bad.
6 or 7 years?
I mean, you probably put some repair money.
Oh, yeah.
There.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
right.
Yeah.
The toll-free number here, 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. You can bring up what you want. Coming up, a cop gets fired. Melanie will tell us what it was over. This is Free Talk Live. You can take control of the airwaves here.
This November, I'll be running the world's biggest and most popular marathon, the New York City Marathon, as a member of Team Innocence Project. The Innocence Project was the first legal organization to systematically apply DNA testing to cases of wrongful convictions as a powerful tool to reveal innocence. So far in 2018, the Innocence Network has welcomed 32 wrongfully convicted people home from prison for crimes they did not commit and had a record-breaking 850 people unite in Memphis at their annual conference. The movement of freeing the innocent and reforming the criminal justice system is growing and would not be possible without your support. Together as 68 network organizations around the world, they've helped exonerate 513 people who spent a combined total of 7,804 years in prison. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protected building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com or call our order line 888-212-8871.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up what you want. Our number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Skype username is lrn.fm. Joining you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Let's go back to your calls and thoughts, but first, I want to make sure you know about our Twitch channel. That's where you can go and watch Free Talk Live if you would so prefer. Also, of course, listen to us through the Twitch, but it's an HD video feed from our Keen studio, and the Twitch channel is for LRN.FM, which is the Liberty Radio Network. That's the internet network that we're on. Of course, we're on 190 great radio stations around the country at various different times throughout the week. But if you want to watch us live, then go to twitch.lrn.fm during our live show hours. And if you're not sure what those are, they're 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, 7 nights a week. And if you follow us on Twitch, and we're nearing 400 followers there, if you follow us on Twitch and then you've got the Twitch app on your phone or you've got the email notifications turned on, you'll get a notice whenever it is we go live. So if you want to check us out live on video in HD quality, go to twitch.lrn.fm. As we continue, we'll take your calls and your thoughts about what you want. It's Gene the Christian Anarchist. He is on the Discord on your call-in line. Go ahead, Gene.
That's a neuter gender term, you know. So it includes Melanie.
What was that? What includes Melanie? I'm sorry. You kind of clipped out at the beginning.
Hello, guys.
Oh, hey there.
Hello, guys. Yeah. Includes the female gender.
I think it does.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yes.
From an English standpoint, that's very, very defensible. However, if you just went ahead and said, hello, comrades, then it would certainly
That would not include me.
Wouldn't include me either, so... Yeah, a midlife crisis. I'm not exactly sure what that is. Now, I'm currently 66, and, you know, I bought my first and only Corvette in 2011 for the Ron Paul.
You bought a helicopter, though, right?
Right, but I'm getting into that. You know, we're going through the history.
He's in his 60s. So, that midlife crisis is long gone at this point.
Yes,
maybe so, but maybe I'm a late bloomer.
Could be.
But
you're just gonna live longer, so half is further down.
So I mean, everybody anyway, needs a hobby. I mean, helicopters can be a hobby. They, I mean, you're not making money off of it, so it's a hobby, right?
So I bought the Ron Paul, the Corvette in 2011 specifically for the purpose of creating the Ron Paul Corvette.
Right,
which I did.
And you did, and it's beautiful.
Okay, it's the only Corvette I've ever had. And then shortly thereafter, I bought an old used Cessna 172, which I still have. And then a couple years ago, I bought the helicopter. Now, this is classic crisis behavior. But
it's classic what behavior? Midlife crisis behavior.
But the fact is, I would have bought all these things in my 20s if I had the money.
Yeah.
There's nothing that I bought that I wouldn't have bought if I had the money when I was younger. So I think a lot of midlife crisis is just because as you get older, you have more means to purchase the things
you've always wanted.
Yeah, you've had time to get your life together, and now your life's together, and people are resentful of that.
Plus, you can't handle hangovers the way you could in your 20s, so you have new hobbies, right? It's not going out and drinking on the weekend and, having a hangover till noon or 1 o'clock and then going to Denny's and working it off and then partying again the next night. That's what you can do in your early 20s, but then by the time you move into your 40s, you get a hangover and it lasts for 3 days, and you've got to have different hobbies. Like this drinking till I black out thing just isn't going to work for me, and so you buy a helicopter or a bass boat or a jet ski or whatever it is that you buy, because now you can afford it because you're not drinking yourself into a coma.
Well, yeah, and so I think a lot of it is just the fact that people have money. That's it.
Yep.
I mean, either you've done well and you've managed your money and you have something at the end of your life, mm-hmm. or you're flat broke and then you can't afford it anyway. So you can't go through midlife crisis because you don't have any money.
Which midlife crises make the most sense financially, Gene?
Oh, none of them, I don't think.
What about the Corvette? Are you going to be able to sell that at about what you bought it at, barring oil changes and gasoline?
I don't think so, no. You know, any kind of vehicle,
Corvettes have resale, though.
Yeah, but any car, unless you get
every car goes down in value, with the exception of very rare cars, like, you know, certain fancy cars.
There are new cars that come out where you can actually gain money when you drive it off the lot because they've, they're limited editions, and they're just not coming out again.
Very limited production.
Yeah,
right.
very few of those exist, but they do exist.
These car salesmen that tell you, oh, you're making an investment in this new car. No, you're not.
Probably not is the answer to that.
Yeah. Because the new car goes down as soon as you go off the lot. It goes down every year after that. So you and plus you're paying interest on it, most people. So that's a silly misconception that you're investing in your new car. No, you're not. You're losing money.
That's a liability from day one.
I have a friend whose hobby is to essentially buy new cars that he believes are going to go up in value, like researches these, and has some success doing this. But
some success means overall he's lost money, but he's had a couple cars actually go up in value.
Because
there's no way that you're going to keep buying cars and actually have your portfolio go up.
He looks and looks and looks, and if you consider his time is of value, mm-hmm. and that's not something that you're interested in doing, like me, I'm not interested in doing that.
Yeah.
Then it's probably best to just hang it up.
Gene, anything else you want to share tonight?
I'm glad you created that toxic user zone, and I hope that those people are stuck there and they can't get out of that area.
Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate it. And he's referring to the toxic user channel on our Discord chat, which is where people who are so intolerably annoying and bad have to go, just because we want them to still be able to express themselves simply in a more limited fashion, to where they can't express all over the server. They just have one special channel just for them, and so there's only two of those users right now out of 800-something people who've registered for the Discord chat. So I think that's pretty good. I think 2 out of 800 relegated to the troll zone is pretty decent.
Who is able to decide who goes into this troll box of yours?
Any administrator of the server.
So how many of those are there?
I believe me and Will Coley.
Okay, so it's not the mods, as it were.
I don't know. Maybe the mods can do it, too. They might have the ability to add a troll zone. That's possible. I haven't really verified that, but there's a chance that they could do that, because they can certainly ban. If a mod can ban, I would presume they have the ability to change a user's class as well.
Okay.
So there you go. Which would mean that some of our amplifiers would also have the ability to do that, because some of them have been bestowed with moderation capabilities.
I think that's one of the best parts of being an amplifier is
the
that
power.
If you're in Discord, you have you have a special sort of notification that that's what you are.
Indeed. So if you want,
thanks to Jake and Scientology lover and Christian anarchist who are all in there among others. Alaloka.
Oh, you're calling out our amplifiers. That's that's nice.
They're in there, yeah.
All right, so there you go. Discord.lrn.fm. You can go there. You can get interactive with other listeners, just like Gene the Christian Anarchist. He's in there frequently during our shows, so enjoy that. All right, so let's talk about the cop story. Melanie, you have something about a cop actually getting fired. What happened? Where was it? Where's the story from?
So this is in New Holland, Ohio. And it's in an incredibly small town, apparently, so he should have known better, I guess, than to think that he was going to... I mean, he should have known better than to think he was going to be a good person to be a cop, but especially in a small town like that. So okay. A police sergeant was fired. This is from Blue Lives Matter. So this is the
pro-police okay.
take of this story. It is not me. This is not just... I mean, this is me hitting on cops, because why else would I bring this story in? But
his source is...
Ian did just mention that everybody has to have a hobby.
But your source in this case is a source that is the opposite of your perspective.
Yeah, so this is not Cop Block. This is Blue Lives Matter.
Okay, got it.
So it says, a police sergeant was fired right after he executed a search warrant on his own department, which doesn't even to me seem procedurally sound, but whatever. And filed charges against the mayor, police chief, and former police chief.
Wow.
Cops in a lot of places can file charges, so that's not...
Okay.
That sounds fine to me.
But he filed them against people that generally...
Right, but he filed them against the mayor, the police chief, and the former police chief. You can't do that.
Well, you can't expect good results if you do.
All right. I'm curious to know why.
New Holland police officer... Well, I guess we'll find out in a minute.
Coming up here, and your thoughts are welcome, whether it be corrupt cops or whatever happens to be on your mind. You can take control of the airwaves. Midlife crisis, anything goes here. 855-453 like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. Coming up, Mark, you want to talk about Medicare, single-payer health care, universal so-called health care, and some of the numbers, I guess, have been run on this and what it potentially could cost. It's Free Talk Live.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra-long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay, or call us 253-678-1361.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that, too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-910-5936. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-910-5936. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-910-5936. 1-800-910-5936.